Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
All right, so the good news is the Atlanta Hawks somehow, someway, beat the Celtics last night in Boston. Now, you don't care about basketball, you don't care about sports, so you're like, what's that got to do with me? Everything, because it has caused a cluster F downtown this weekend, and I don't think people were expecting the Hawks to win this game last night.
Clearly not.
Because what they've had to do now, because the series now goes back to Atlanta.
For which, game six.
Again, if you're not into basketball, you're like, why are you telling me this? Well, the problem here is they've had to move schedules around. So now Janet Jackson's appearance, her concert, is going to be Friday night now at State Farm Arena. But you're like, okay, ain't no thing there. No problem at all. Except Taylor Swift's concert is going on at the same time.
Man.
Yeah, so apparently Janet's got two nights, much like Taylor Swift has multiple nights. So Janet's first concert is tonight at State Farm Arena. Then tomorrow night, you're going to have the Hawks playing in Game 6 against the Celtics at State Farm Arena. Then Friday night, you're going to have Janet back at State Farm Arena and Taylor Swift at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You need to leave now to avoid traffic.
You are not kidding, man.
Get out of here.
We are warning. The Burt Show is warning you. You are going to have to leave really, really early.
And take now
there's,
MARTA.
And there's enough stuff to do downtown now. It wasn't always like this, to where you can get down there early and you can hang out and you got plenty of things to do. Do that. Because it's going to be a mess. If you think you can leave your house an hour and a half early and get on time to either one of those shows on Friday and Saturday, forget it. Won't happen.
Yeah.
But we warned you.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, Rebecca is in studio. It is Wednesday, and that means we confront Ask Us Anything questions that you have been compiling on Instagram.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
All right, Bert. I appreciate that you're honest with your kids about prep. About past drug use. Bonus BS subscriber right here.
Mm.
Ding sound effect.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any drug that would have you cut off your kid for good if they came to you and admitted in partaking in it?
All right, so let's just back up for a second. Yeah, on bonus content, one of the questions was, what did I do when I was younger? So I answered that honestly, and I think the other question was, do I share that with my kids? And I said, yeah, me and my ex-wife have been very honest with them. In this question here, no, there is not one where they would come to me and go, oh my God, I can't believe you did that. You took a gummy? You're out of my life. No, I mean, as a parent, I kind of feel like I'm here to support them. So if they're experimenting, I mean, I've done enough experimenting where I think I can help them with that. And if it's a problem, as a parent, this is not a time for me to bail. This is a time for me to support and get involved. I remember Lionel Richie being in here a long time ago saying that he was trying to help Nicole out, his daughter out a lot, and she was going through this drug thing over and over. He did everything he could before he finally said, look, you're going to have to handle this one on yourself. I've tried everything and you're crushing me. So he cut her off for a while. That's not what this question is. It sounds like if he comes to you and says, hey, I've done cocaine, like I'm going to go, oh my goodness, you came from my loins. I'm so embarrassed. No, none, not one.
Just
no,
a little bit of meth.
I can't think of a scenario where I would ever cut my kids off.
I think that's a good parent. Kristen,
yes.
I know you talk about cry days, but do you ever have rage days? I feel like you and most people would benefit from a day of raging out.
Somebody's telling me I would benefit from a rage day. I have had a rage day, and I do occasionally, and I meant to do it the other day because I felt it and it was right here on my throat. I'll get in my car and I will scream. And so it just feels good to get like, and you get really good reverb in your car. So you get in your car and you just in that like, and that people do scream therapy. Like that is a thing. And to get that release and you just have relaxation kind of like just fall over you afterwards. Highly recommend it. And then this was years ago and it was after my dad had gotten diagnosed with cancer. There was a break room here in Atlanta. I don't think it exists anymore, but you go and you pick like different items you want to smash. So I picked an alarm clock because we had to get up so early. I picked different like ceramics and glass, and I just took a bat and crushed some stuff, and it was awesome.
I always wanted to do that.
It was, they even had golf clubs if you wanted to tee some stuff off. It was amazing. So I wish they still had it, but I don't think they do anymore.
That sounds so cathartic.
It was really cathartic. Mm-hmm.
Mo?
Yes.
You once mentioned your grandmother gave you permission to lie on her name before she passed. What are some lies you've put on her name?
That's actually my grandmother that's still alive that did that. And yeah, she did. She came to me one day and she was like, if you ever need an excuse to get out of something, just use me. I don't care.
Like tell people I'm sick or something?
Tell them I'm sick. Tell them I'm dying. It doesn't matter. Just like, that's what I'm here for. That's what grandmothers are for. So I've used it a lot. When I didn't, back in the day, I used it to leave my graduation early. I told them my grandmother was sick and I left. If I didn't want to go to work for one day, I told them my grandmother was sick. I didn't go to school a couple times because my grandmother was sick. Whatever came up that I just genuinely didn't want to do, I felt like I didn't have to feel bad about doing it because my grandmother said I could do it.
Did she say that there were some things that you could use but some you couldn't? Like you could tell people I got a cold or I'm having a problem with my lungs, but you can't say I got cancer.
No. Okay. No. I wouldn't say anything that made me feel like I was manifesting something, so I wouldn't go crazy with it. But I would certainly use it.
No, he's not going into school being like, grandma's got chlamydia again.
No, because then I would be the sick one. Yeah. My grandmother would kill me.
Exactly.
Tommy, please save Kristen saying that she's got chlamydia again.
All right, Abby, I'm giving you a chance to defend yourself.
Oh, God.
Why does Abby think Taylor Swift is a better artist than Prince or Michael Jackson?
Is that what I said, that she was better than them? Mm-hmm. Or did I just say she was like...
Oh, look at Mo. He remembers
really
it.
Yeah. What he said.
He's got a timestamp on it.
Yeah. What day and time? Tuesday, 7:43.
Did you feel like Taylor Swift is a more talented artist than Prince and Michael Jackson?
I'm gonna backtrack on what I said. I don't think she's necessarily better, but I prefer her music.
Sure.
To Prince and Michael Jackson.
That's fair.
That's fair.
And
that's fair.
I think anybody who, you know, was in the 80s, grew up in the 80s, lived in the 80s, would love Prince and Michael Jackson over Taylor Swift because that's the music they listened to at these formative ages. But for me, Taylor Swift, I've had her for 15 years. Mm-hmm. And so I just prefer her music.
Fair enough.
And I think it would be like short-sighted of somebody not to recognize her accomplishments and her career thus far, how many albums she's had, how well they've sold, how she sells out arenas. Taylor Swift is talented, whether you want to admit it or not. And she has resonated and connected with quite a few fans, whether you want to recognize it or not. So would I put her up there in the same stratosphere as Michael Jackson and Prince? Yes, I would.
If she retired today, would she be considered one of the GOATs?
Yes.
I absolutely think so. I mean, this is going to be one of the most successful tours of all time, the Eras Tour.
Taylor Swift is great. She's incredible. Prince plays 16 instruments, man.
Yes.
It's just levels. It's just all I'm saying. It's levels.
She's in the same stratosphere. I'm not saying one is like higher than the other. They're just...
What's the distance of stratosphere? I have to Google this.
He needs altitudes.
How about this? So she's beaten a Michael Jackson record, and she's the first artist to place at least 10 albums on the chart at the same time since Prince. So I would say, I'm not saying she's better than, I'm saying I would put her up there in the same stratosphere.
I mean, if you're talking numbers, yes, people love Taylor Swift as much as people have loved anyone. She's incredible. But if we're talking just pure talent, I don't think you can put Taylor Swift in the same sense with Prince.
She has released the same music, and they've reached number one spots, the same album, albums we've already heard, and they're breaking records.
The man impressive. Did Purple Rain at halftime of the Super Bowl, and it rained.
The Burt Show.